Too Much Rock podcast number 765. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 30 minutes as we count down my top seven songs of 2025. We're going to start with one from the Full Bloods from Kansas City, Missouri. The band hadn't released an album in years, but they popped back up with this one released in March. It's called Playing It Safe. It came out on High Dive Records. The album itself is full of pop songs that sound both perfect and effortless, and this one here leads the pack. It's called WhiteHouse.com Blue Websites.
Yeah.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 765, where we're counting down my top seven tracks of 2025. We start with number seven and the song WhiteHouse.com by the Full Bloods. Number six was Ryan Allen and the song Lost in a Daze. That was on his album Living on a Prayer on the Edge, which came out April 25th on Sutterwind Records. One of the two great albums that he released this year, kind of an embarrassment of riches. But that track there is the one that really caught me. It's so immediate, so catchy. Love those hooks. Love everything Ryan Allen does, and he produced another winner that landed him at number six. We're going to continue on to number five now. We got a track by Allo Darlin called Tricky Questions. It's on the band's album Bright Nights, which came out July 11th of last year on Slumberland and Fika Records, depending on where you are in the world. This band had been on hiatus for, I don't know, maybe 8 years, 10 years. Time is a construct. But it's so nice to have them back. The lyrics are still just as wonderful. The compositions even better. So here we go. My number five favorite track of the year. This is Tricky Questions by Allo Darlin.
It took forever to get dark, till the summer sky was full of stars. Told me I'd been looking tired. Under a lover's moon, I felt inspired. And you'd been asking tricky questions. I had no words, although I tried to see the back of a depression. It felt so good to be alive. It felt so good to be alive. It felt so good to be alive. I'd seen you eating apricots in the country, time forgot. Nectar running down your chin, marking the places I had been. The moonlight shone upon the sculptures. They smile for something I don't know. And when you asked about devotion, I only thought of Leonard Cohen. I only thought of Leonard Cohen. So good to be alive. It
till it cools. And if I get stuck here forever, I was playing by all the rules. Fuck it!
Kansas City's The Casket Lottery with the number 4 song of the year, Bell Penny. That was on the band's album Feel the Teeth, which came out August 29th on Iodine Records, another band that had been kind of on hiatus for a while, back and stronger than ever. And that song there is just so anthemic. That chorus gets me. I'm pumping my fists in the air, even sitting here at my desk. And then before that, we heard the number 5 song of the year, Allo Darlin', with the song Tricky Questions. Normally at this point in the podcast, I tell you how the podcast works and how I listen to new music and I play it on the podcast, but that's not how it works this week. I've been listening to music all year long and collecting it and then, well, how I make this countdown is admittedly weird. Song is in contention if it was released on any physical media in 2025. Covers are excluded, as are songs released on retrospectives or reissues. This year I decided only one song per artist. Artists with lots of good songs kind of get recognized on the album of the year list anyway. Using those criteria, there were 1,715 new songs to choose from this year. That's new songs that I added to my library. That seems like a lot. Anyway, we're counting down number 1 through 7, and we have found ourselves at number 3. I'm going to track here by Hunks and His Punks. It's called Wild Boys, and it's on the band's album Walk Out of This World, which came out August 22nd on Get Better Records. This song is just fantastic bubblegum punk with a giant chorus, one that I've been singing along all summer long, and you know I'm a sucker for that. So here with my number 3 song of the year, this is Wild Boys by Hunks and His Punks.
All you want, but I can't tell you go.
And there we have Daniel Gum with the song Ain't Much Time Now Left for Summer, a song he teased in the fall of 2024, but came out on the Great Conjunction album that came out February 7th of 2025. Self-release there from that Kansas City artist who can do no wrong. Just fantastic instincts there and builds some of the greatest songs there. And that one, I feel every bit, that chorus just catches me every single time. Anyway, I guess I should go ahead and wrap a few things up before I reveal my number one, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 765, my top songs of 2025 countdown. Looking over the concert calendar, things are a little slow because January is slow in Kansas City, but we have got Richard Lloyd of Television playing at the Record Bar on the 6th, Fun Guys the Replay on the 8th, G-Love and Special Sauce are at Knuckleheads that night. On the 15th through 18th, Nan from Nan and the One Night Stands is doing her sequins before noon at the Black Box, so catch one of those shows. Spine is at the Bottleneck on the 16th. Bowie Tribute starts on the 16th, runs 17th as well, as well as the 23rd and the 24th. Thigh Master is playing the 23rd at the Replay. Nico Case is at the Uptown on the 24th. Agriculture plays Record Bar on the 31st. Into February, we see Heat Seeker making a return at the Hillsiders on the 6th, Canyon at Farewell, and Blanky playing in the Liberty Hall basement. And that should be a good show with Tweety, I think. All right, looking over the website, there are a lot of new things that have been posted, or things that have been posted newly, at least. I do have photos, videos, and my thoughts of a number of shows. The Lost Weekend Fest that had Terry Maltz and Criminal Kids and Wayne Payne and Wet Denim and Pimp Magic Guts, of the Drifter, Stony Doom, and Buzzard Fight, of the Lena Lovitch and Reviser show, of the RX Ghost Touchdowns and Misguided Men show, of the Agadaga and Headlight Revival show, and of the Greg Wheeler and the Poly Mall Cops, Pale Tongue, and Cyanide show, and more is coming. I'm still catching up on shows that I saw last year in 2025. All right, one song left here for you. It is my number one song of the year. It is by Guided by Voices. The song is You Can't Go Back to Oxford Talawanda, and that came on the band's album Thick, Rich, and Delicious that came out October 31st of last year on their own Guided by Voices records. It's just a fantastic song, and I can listen to this one over and over and over and over again, and I think you should too. Let me give you the first spin right now. This is my very favorite song of 2025. It is You Can't Go Back to Oxford Talawanda by Guided by Voices. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.